Taiwanese fighter jets circled the skies before landing to quickly refuel and take off again. The democratically self-ruled island is conducting military exercises to prepare for a potential assault by Chinese forces. Beijing considers Taiwan its own territory and says reunification is inevitable. But Taiwanese leader Tsai Ing-wen disagrees. She says the island is an independent state and has rejected China's one country, two systems proposal.
I think it is the intention of the Taiwanese authority to send a signal to the Chinese authority that they would not surrender or would not be pressured to go back to the negotiation table for the reunification.
Tsai has made modernizing Taiwan's military a priority. Much of the force relies on equipment provided by the United States, its main security ally. The Biden administration sent an unofficial delegation to the island in April and is mulling over allowing its de facto embassy in Washington to change its name to the more official-sounding Taiwan Representative Office. The moves have inflamed tensions between Washington and Beijing.
The U.S. should abide by the One China principle and refrain from sending wrong signals to Taiwan independence.
In August, China's People's Liberation Army conducted its own drills near the island. Its fighter jets breached Taiwan's Air Force defense zone on an almost daily basis. Chinese analysts say Taipei's combat capabilities cannot stand up to Beijing.
Ever since the beginning of the 1960s, China mainland already had sufficient military power to take over Taiwan by force. China has decided not to do that. And even today, China is still talking about peaceful reunification.
President Xi Jinping, however, has not ruled out taking the island by force. Beijing has removed term limits on his rule, and many here believe he wants to make reunification with Taiwan a part of his personal legacy.
Taiwan has been governed separately since the Chinese Civil War in the 1940s. Washington's stance of strategic ambiguity means there is no guarantee it will aid Taipei should Beijing attack. As tensions build over the Taiwan Strait, the island's population of 23 million are holding their breath and hoping the status quo will be maintained. Katrina Yu, Al Jazeera, Beijing.